Okay, so let's make the most of this. We had a long Gemara, a solid Amud, from the bottom of the Dalam Beis to the top of Hayim and Aleph, in which the Gemara was dealing with the question of how do we know that Chametz is Asher Erev Pesach? As you saw, the Meiri points out, the Diukim from the Gemara, Diukim from Tosfos, we're asking specifically how do that Chametz is Asher to own on Erev Pesach? How come Chametz is Asher to eat on Erev Pesach? That comes from later. That's the Sugya Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara talks about the Isurim of eating, the law of eating. Machlokas Atanam, does it apply after Pesach? As in his Chametz Arvah Pesach, Inus Dereisus Rabbanon. Does it apply before Pesach? As in, is there a law of eating Chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon? That's not our Sugya. Our Sugya is a question of owning. Of owning Chametz. Are you allowed to own Chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon? The answer is no. Like, grab two chairs from one of the other classrooms. There are more spots. You can put one here, you can put one there.
Someone's
eating. I think you are. Can you grab a table also? Grab a table, grab a table also. Can you even move up? Make yourself comfortable. Machzach Hamish. You can enjoy the joy of the classroom. So the sugya on Daf Chav Ches is sugya of eating. The Minchas Chinuch happens to point out that eating chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon is going to be at least a violation of a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. Obviously, if the sugya here says you cannot own chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon, you have a chiyuv to destroy it, so obviously eating it is presumably a violation of that. Whether it's also a fulfillment of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach afternoon is a good question. Okay. So again, Daf Chav Ches is a sugya of eating chametz on Erev Pesach and after Pesach. Here is a sugya of owning chametz on Erev Pesach. And we had the machlokas Abaye and Rava and several versions of Abaye. Abaye had said what? Abaye had said, "Achbi Amrishon stira to shivas yam sali matzi v'teichen by Rabbi Matzi." Now I own chametz all throughout Pesach. How do you say Nachman Rishon? The answer is Nachman Rishon must be the day before. And then Nachman Yitzchak said Rishon often means the day before. Tanavei Rishmal said in this parsha Zachodesh, Bar Rishon Bar Bas Yom. Here Rishon means Erev Pesach. And finally, Rava said no, it has to do with Korban Pesach. So apparently, you're not supposed to have chametz around the afternoon during the zman of Shechitas HaPesach. So that was the Gemara, and that was the Gemara up until the Baal Ha'im and Aleph, a presentation of a Machlokes, three Amoraim, and a Braisa, Tandevei Rishmal. Now the Gemara said, well, Tainam Yachi, we have a Braisa that also says this. The Braisa that also says this. As the Gemara usually introduce, you have a Machlokes Amoraim, and then we say, well, there's a Machlokes HaTana about it. Kitanoi or Kitanoi. So here they go a little different. Tainami Hachi. If the bracelet to support it, usually get bent out of shape. Usually it's a little bit of a kasha. Tanoi, Kitanoi. Machlokas Amram, it's really Machlokas Atanan. Sometimes the Gemara tries to explain why it's not the same Machlokas. Here the Gemara seems very calm about it. Tainami Hachi. If a bracelet like this, Achbi Amarishan Tashbisu Army Batechem. Achbi Amarishan Tashbisu Army Batechem. Me'erev Yomtiv, the first time it says, Achbi Amrishon's reference to Erev Yomtiv. It's a reference to Erev Yomtiv. How do you know? Oheinu Elo B'Yomtiv Atzmo. Who told you? Maybe it's the day of Yomtiv itself. Talmud Lom Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi. Lo Sishcharas HaPesach V'Adayin Chametz Kayim. That sounds very familiar. Who does that sound like? Which Amor does that sound like? Rava. Who says it? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the time of Bishmal, 200-300 years before Rava, seems to have already said what Rava said. Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarech, no need for that. I don't need to quote a pasuk from Kisisa. L'sishal chametz dam zivchi, leave Korban Pesach out of it, says Rabbi Akiva. Hareihu omer ach b'yom rishon tashbisu omer teichem. Nah. We have the pasuk ach b'yom rishon. How do I know that doesn't mean the first day of Pesach? Not because of a pasuk from Korban Pesach. He says, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov. There's an Isra Malacha Yom Tov. Umatzim lahavara shi av malacha. And we know that havara is an av malacha. Interesting language. We find that havara is an av malacha. Where did you find that havara is an av malacha? Avak, right? Yesterday's learning. Havara is an av malacha. It's av malacha, and therefore, if it's av malacha, it's therefore what? That's awesome. Okay. Seems very dramatic, right? It's you're not doing yom tov. So the Gemara says, and the Brisa says, and if so, so then, havara is av malacha. There must be tashbis happened the day before. So it must be that tashbis happened the day before because it would be usher to do it. Rashi says, shehi av malacha, v'zu havara shalot tzarechi. This is an unnecessary havara. The Torah forbade malacha yom tov. Hilkach ha'irishu barba asar ka'amar. So that's Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara says the third approach is the third Tana in the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. There are different Girsos here, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. If you saw Ben David, he refers to him as Yossi HaGalili. So one of the two Rabbi Yossis, either the classic Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Stam Rabbi Yossi, or it's Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. He says, Eino Tzarech, you don't need all this. You don't need to prove from Karm Pesach, nor do you need to prove from the Iser Melacha. The Pasuk says, Achbi Arishan, they all start the same way. Me'er of Yom Tov, I know it's Yom Tov, how do you know? O'inel of Yom Tov, Talmud Lomer, Ach, Chilek. The Pasuk says, Ach, which is Mechalek, that's something, a point that Abaye had made earlier, Ach, Chilek. And therefore what? How does Achilek tell me anything? What did Achilek mean before? Achilek meant
divided the day into two.
That's how you know it's Chatzos. Right? Rashi had given two approaches before. How do you know it's Chatzos? Is it because it's the day? Yom Rishon is only a day, so once you divide it, you're dividing it probably in half, okay, maybe not, maybe it's an hour, who knows. Rashi had a second approach, which was achas betah, that fancy gematria style. If Aleph Chav corresponds to ches tzari, chetz, for chetzi. The Meiri, if you take a look here, the fascinating third approach, the Meiri says, there are different natural ways to break the day. Meiri says, when does the day begin? He says there are four options. Gives you the historical sociological background. He says Jews begin the day at the beginning of the night. Let's call it, loosely speaking, 6 p.m. He says among surrounding cultures, he says there are two other options. So some non-Jewish cultures begin the day in the middle of the night. That's the Christian standard. That's the convention of the Western world. And the new day begins April 1st. May 30th, or whatever it is, begins at midnight. But he says other cultures begin, I'm not sure which. If you're curious, you can do some research. He says some non-Jewish cultures begin in the middle of the night. Some non-Jewish cultures begin first thing in the morning. Yeah?
I'm not sure in which study we learned this, but I'm pretty sure earlier in the year we had learned the idea. We knew that we had to divide up the day at some point, so we just went for like a standard time.
Good, right. That's very good. On the Beis Mabez, it's the classical, the halachic breaks would be either beginning of the night, beginning of the day. Right? And here we're doing neither. If we'd just be b'yom, we would take the day as opposed to the night. But ach divides it halfway. So I divide halfway. So Rashi's first approach is, well, it's a day, you're b'mamite, so probably it's half and half. That's what Rabbeinu David seems to say. He says, well, if the Torah is trying to be clear, so we're not going to assume it's just an hour, or maybe it's a half hour, maybe it's 2 hours, so the most logical way to go is half. Okay, on the other hand, to make the Isra so big, or you have the achas betah, or along the lines of what Shua is saying, so the Meiri says there are really four natural breaks. He says, halacha breaks the day, starts a new day at the beginning of the night. He says, non-Jewish convention, depending on what society you belong to, either starts a new day in the middle of the night, that's again the Western and Christian convention, or some other cultures begin first thing in the morning. But then he says, but there's a fourth option. He says, Egyptian astrology began the day at midday. Okay, a little bit of history from paleo history from the Iri. So he says, these are really four options. And that's why, he says, it's mistab, along the lines of what Shu was saying with a twist. Those are the natural breaks, but more than that, if we're celebrating leaving Mitzrayim, so it's not surprising, it's mistab, stuck it to the Mitzrayim, we'll leave when they would call it a new day. Interesting. Be that as it may, so three approaches to how you know that Ach indicates Chatzos, so it's just sort of natural, Svara to cut the day in half, or Achas B'tah tells you Chetz, or, along with what Moshe was saying, the one natural break, particularly in a context of anti-Mitzrayim, Chametz and Matzah, is Chatzos, because Chatzos is something that the Mitzrayim, the culture we were leaving, saw it as the beginning of the new day. Again, so if that culture we're leaving, why are we following them? And I'll stop Achilek, it's half. Yeah?
The sheep
with their gods. So we're dafka gonna. That's why we start shechting the sheep beginning of their day, stick it to them. And that's why the chametz also. Could be. So whatever it is, achilek, as the Gemara develops the top of Ham and Alf, now the Gemara comes around to again the Tanur of Yossi, either Stam or Yossi, Yossi, Glili, depending on your girsa. The third time in the Braisa, the Tanur of Yossi says, oh, achilek, that's how I know that Tashbach Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, the usual sense of Rishon. Instead it means Erev Pesach. How does anything follow? So the Gemara explains, Ibi Yom Tov Atzmo Mishari. If it's Yom Tov itself, here's the logic. Why does starting at midday mean it can't be the first day of Pesach? Because then it wouldn't be mutter. What wouldn't be mutter? Iskish hashpasa sa'ar l'achiyas chametz, l'achiyas chametz, l'achiyas matzah. We have a chain of drushes. We have a chain of two hekeshim. Getting rid of chametz, not owning chametz is connected to not eating chametz is connected to eating matzah. And that's the chain of hekeshim we had on the top of Heimadav. That eating matzah begins. When is the mitzvah eating matzah? Ba'erev. So therefore, when does the Isser of eating chametz begin? Ba'erev. Certainly, if not earlier, at the very least, the night of Tezvav, the first night of Pesach, is certainly Aser to eat chametz, and therefore is also certainly Aser to own chametz, by dint of the second hekesh that connects achilas chametz to hashbasas sa'ar. Lo yimatzi goes together ki kol ochel machmetzes. So that tells me that what? That I cannot own chametz. Shivas yom is all yimatzi vateichem. Means I'm not allowed to own chametz already from the night, beginning with the night of Tezvav. So how does the Torah tell me, ach chilek? Let's see Rashi. Ach chilek. He tir lecha akasur l'shahosa mixes yom b'yiro. The Torah is telling you that tashbisu is only part of the day, but part of the day is mutter. The Yom B'Yiro B'Yom Tov, if this Yom HaRishon is the first day of Yom Tov, Mishar L'Shahuye Klau, my loud L'Shahuye, again the Shorash of, talking about during Seder, the Shorash of L'Shahuye is the same as one of the five Psule Shechita that you learned last year in Masechet Chulin. One of them was Shehiyah. What does Shehiyah mean?
Waiting.
Right? If you start shechting the animal, in the middle you take a break, then you continue. Right? One of the five Psule Shechita, exactly. So that's the problem, right? So that halach Moshe Sinai, the shechita is invalid. Shehiyah means to pause, to wait. L'shahuyeh means to allow it to wait. If you're allowed to allow the chametz to be, if I am allowed to let the chametz just be and not destroy it right away, not a yomtiv, mishar l'shahuyeh, am I allowed to let it just sit at all? Ha'iskish, etc. You have the double hekish, and achilas matzah is mishach hashecha. Chilas matzah applies at night, so therefore a karchacha, based on the double hekesh from achilas matzah to isra achilas chametz, the requirement to get rid of the chametz, Hashvasa sa'amir shetech, kishetech shach. You're not allowed to own chametz even during the night of Tezvan. The lamashkach is achilik. How are you going to tell me that you only have to destroy the chametz during the midday of Tezvan? And then he explained, the Rashi explains a little more than he explained previously. The ilav ach, if we're not for this ach, ekele meimer biyom arishon, why did achilik? Why did achilik, just to prove this? He says, because you don't have achilik. Let's say I would have said anyways, just with a double hekesh. Chametz is asher throughout Leil Tezvav. So doesn't that already push it into Yom Yudal? So Rashi says no. Ilav ach, ekele meimer biyom arishon ben ashmashas. I would have said, Yom Rishon means Bein HaShmashas. Min Chaschinach says, it doesn't mean literally Bein HaShmashas. We discussed Bein HaShmashas in Daf Beis. But literally Bein HaShmashas means the time between when and when. Bein HaShmashas literally means the time between?
Day and night.
Between when and when? That's literally Bein HaShmashas. But what's the status of Bein HaShmashas? What's the status of that time of the Halacha? Safig Yom, Safig Laila. So it clearly, Rashi, Bin Chaskin says, Rashi can't mean literally that you would be destroying the Chametz during Bein HaShmashas, because that's already Safek Laila. It's already Safek, you're being Mashe into Tezvah. So Bin Chaskin says in the midst of Tess, says, well, it would literally Bein HaShmashas, but it means right before Shkia. Oh, quite a Kalomar, quite a Lavdavka. It says it means right before Shkia. Shehu aschal asayom, at the very beginning of the day, or right before. Meaning, you'll burn the chametz 5 minutes before Shkia, so that by the time Pesach comes in, the chametz is gone. So that's what I could have said. I could have said, just get rid of the chametz right before, and then once it's Pesach, the chametz is gone. That would have been fine. Were it not for what? Or not for achilik. Bahashta, now that you have achilik, which says the action is happening midday. What midday? Midday mean the next midday? Tezvav? Not shayach. So what happened in the first 18 hours? You let the chametz sit in your house all night long and all morning? Achilik means on the day that's designated for biur, you have part of the day, as a matter of fact, this part of night and half of the daytime, when shari, when shahui, when you're allowed to let it sit. So that's why it must be, once you have achilik, it must be you're kicking it back to the day before. So we have three approaches in Tanan, in this brisa. All of them said, well, ach b'yom arishon must be referring to the day before, because. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva said it's based on, Rabbi Shmuel said it's based on, how do I know we're talking about Erev Yom Tov? Because, what did Rabbi Akiva say?
Because it's also
Yom Tov. Because also Yom Tov, Rabbi Akiva said, sorry, Rabbi Shmuel said, because of Karm Pesach. Rabbi Akiva said, as you said, Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yosef Gili said, because it's also to have Chametz on Yom Tov. Right? All three. So, how is this Tanya Nami Hachi? How does it correspond to before? So who lines up with whom? So you take a look at Me'adavid. I'm glad you brought him along. Me'adavid lays it out. Tayinah mihachi, the second last piece of Haman Alf. Says, Siyata de Rava v'Abayi. This is a raya to Rava and Abayi. Because Rava is like your Bishmal, and Abayi is like your Biyosi Haglili. There he says, Haglili. He says, the Rava is saying like your Bishmal. Abai is not going to be able to say Glili. And who's left out? Who's left out? Yes, so there are two who are left out. So Tosis points out that the Tanjay Rishmal is not represented. And Tosis Dimasal Divre is bothered because Tanjay Rishmal should be the base medrash of Rishmal. You'd expect they would line up with Rabbi Shmuel. Right? But Rishmal is lined up with Rava. So that's a little surprising. And Tosfos says, "Bekama duchtin." Tosfos divrei, "Bekama duchtin parach mirishmal." Tanya mirishmal. Many other places in Shas, we consider it to be a kasha, a steer between Rabbi Shmuel and Tanya mirishmal. Whereas here, "Bekama duchtin." The Mishnah Shas sends you two places, Megillah and Zvachim. And here, the Gemara seems very calm about it. That's curious. But who else gets left out? But Tanya mirishmal is not the Tanan, so at least it's not a kasha. Which Amora gets left out? Nachman Yitzchak, who said, no, Rishon always mean, Rishon can often mean the day before, ahead of, instead of the first of, but literally ahead, right, Rosh, Rishon. Right, Rosh could be the first of, or Rosh could be ahead of. So that was the approach of Nachman Yitzchak. He does not have any Tana de Nesayole. He has no Tana who supports him. Lo Ashkechan, says Rabbeinu David. Here on page Chav Gimel. Dibra Masel Tayinah Me'achim. V'lo Ashkechan Tana de Kari Tugim Nachman Yitzchak. We don't find the Tana of Nachman Yitzchak. And says Rabbeinu David, that answers the kasha we had before. When we started reading this Gemara, we were struck by the words, by the opening language, Tainamayachi, says, that's why we say Tainamayachi, we didn't say Kitanai. Abagav de Pligir Bishmal Rabbiose Glili, we plucked that by Avrava. As we really shouldn't expect it. If you have a Machlokas Amaram that it turns out as Machlokas Atanam, you expect the word Kitanai. We didn't say that. We said Tainamayachi. Why Tainamayachi? So Rabbi David suggests because it's supporting some. Tana Mehachi usually means we had an opinion on Maram, you see that Tanam was supportive. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, because the point is that we're knocking out Nachman Yitzchak. We're knocking out of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. If you think about it, right, the Rif and the Rush, we had dealt with the last week, the Rif passes like Abaye, the Rush of the Rambam passes like Rava, Manoah passes Nachman Yitzchak. Why not? Now we know why. Because we have Tanayim. Because really, it's intriguing, by the way, the Rif and the Rush just quoted the Amaran. Right? They were quoting, the Rif was quoting Abaye, he could have also quoted who? He could have also quoted Rabbi Yossi Aglili, whatever you call him. The Rush of the Rambam, well, the Rambam doesn't really give any names, but the Rush named it as Rava, he could also have quoted Rabbi Yishmael. So no one quoted Nachman Yitzchak, okay, because he doesn't have a tie in the Messiah. Who else doesn't get quoted? L'chuli Alma. Let's think about it the other way around. Rabbi Akiva. Usually, Rabbi Akiva, we tend to pass on like Rabbi Akiva against his chaver. Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva me chaveiro v'lo me chaveiro. Whenever it's Rabbi Akiva against one other Tana, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. When it's Rabbi Akiva versus Chachamim, then we do not necessarily pass on like him. That's the rule. Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva me chaveiro v'lo me chaveiro. If it's him against many, we don't pass like it. It's him against one. We would. And here you look and you say, well, it's Rabbi Akiva against two other Tanan, but they don't agree with each other either. It's a little surprising that no one passes like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Why talk that no one passes like Rabbi Akiva? What is that?
They didn't know the
Brisa. They didn't. Who didn't know the Brisa? Ah, so number one, no Tana, no Amaram according to Bekiva. Right? And the Rishonim also aren't.
Oh, no,
right? Maybe
they disagree.
So both on the Amaram level and on the Rishonim. So you're right. And the Amaram, Tanya Mihachi, could be those Amaram were not aware of this Braisa. They were not aware of this Braisa. But how come the Rishonim don't pass like a Bekiva? So.
If you're the Havara, what is the Tzor?
What did you say?
If you're the
Havara. Good. So that's what we're going to get to, Mircham, next time. We're not done yet. But let's put this aside as a footnote for next time. The Hemshecha Gemara, the Gemara is about to say, and by the way, the Rishonim Kli did, the Amaram Kli did know about this Braisa, because Amar Rava, the very next was the last two words on the Amar, Rava said, aha, Shema Minah Rebbe Kiva Klas. Rava, we started talking about three different Chidushim Rebbe Kiva has, and if we learn those Chidushim, that will get us into the world of Malachas Yemtiv. We'll see that Rabbi Akiva is making a couple of assumptions. Just for starters, I think some of you already knows during Seder. Rabbi Akiva says, if I asked you, which of these is the most pashut? Which is the most straightforward approach? Some of you said, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, you don't have to give me any fancy called Pesach or the Cheshbin of Shivas Yom. It's also to do it. Tashbisu is also, right? Okay, on the other hand, it's really usher to light things on fire. And I'm sure last time I checked, that was Muslim. We do that all the time. Midrabanan, we don't strike a match and create a new fire. We light one from the other. But that's an issue of Midrabanan. But the Malach of Havara, it's the same Malach of the Rice of Havara on Shabbos, whether I strike a match or I hold a candle or a match to a pre-existing fire. The difference between those is Drabanan. They are both a malacha daraisa, which is mutter on Yom Tov, and we do it keseder. As we know, ochel nefesh is mutter, and that there are many, many types of malach which are mutter on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Akiva is assuming, yeah, you would not; it would be a violation of malachas Yom Tov to burn chametz on Pesach, even if it was a mitzvah to burn that day. That's not at all obvious. It sounds obvious until you realize, not according to our version of halachas Yom Tov. That's what Rav is going to, at the very end of the sugya, Rav on the top of Hayam and Beis is going to start to iron out, well, what exactly is Rabbi Akiva assuming about malacha that leads him to believe that this is a violation of malacha's Yom Tov? Sounds like a shi mutter. And what was he hacking also about? He stressed it's an av malacha as opposed to what? So we'll get to Hayam and Beis. So that's why, so the one in Nachman Yitzchak, he's off the page, halacha l'maisa, because no Tana supports him. Rabbi Akiva is off the page. And as you point out, the Amoraim, surely point out, the Amoraim already aren't coining, even though Rav is very well aware of him. And the Rishonim aren't passing like him. And we spent time, it's interesting they're passing at all, and that they're split. Minchas Chinuch points out, he doesn't ask as a kasha, but you know, there is a rule usually, Abai and Rav, we have a rule in the Kali Apsak. The rule is, how do we pass on Machlokes Abai and Rav? Anyone who's learned El Metzias may remember.
One is by
Mamanus
and one was by...
That, good. That's Rav and Shmuel. We pass like Rav is by Shmuel, but by Dini Mamanus. Abai and Rav, there's a Rosh HaTevis.
There's six cases hold
by Abai. That's right. Six cases hold by Abai, and they are called Yal Kagam. Yud, Ayin, Lamed, Kuf, Gimel, Men. Yud is for Yish, Lamed, Das. And the Lamed, Lechel, Ne'elah, probably. Kushalim, Shrubi, and so on. So six cases you pass like Abai. Other than that, it's always Rav. So it's... unless Ayin stands for Erev Pesach, which it probably does not, it's surprising that the Rif passed like Abaye. Okay. But certainly, Rabbi Akiva left out, Nachman Yitzchak is left out, and we're beginning to see why. Nachman Yitzchak is left out because no Tanam hold like him. Rabbi Akiva is left out, well, because he sounds simple until you start analyzing what he's saying on the level of Hilchas Yom Tov. It may be that we cannot Paskin like him because we don't accept his assumptions in terms of Hilchas Yom Tov. But at this point, Mitzvah tomorrow will move on to Amud Beis and the conclusion of the sugya by unpacking Rabbi Akiva's assumptions about Melechas Yom Tov. Let me leave you. We have 2-3 minutes to go. Let me leave you with another set of questions also, which is Tosvos. Tosfos, the Tosfos we left in the previous sugya that now we're ready to peek at, which is going back to Dalam days, the Machlok is about Bittel. Rashi Tosfos, Rashi said Bittel is a form of Havara because Bittel means I'm saying it's Ka'afra. As both Rashi and Rambam said very clearly, this is how you Mekayim Havara, at least on Chametz that doesn't lend itself to actual physical destruction. And Tosfos said, no, Bittel isn't like I'm calling it offer. It's not mental, emotional hashbasa. It's just hefker. I make it not mine, right? Tosfos said, it's not mine. I'm hefker. We've heard that before. I'm hefker it, so it's not mine. If it's not mine, look, if I sell the chametz to a nachri 2 days before Pesach, so I'm not in violation by Rabbi Matzah. So if I'm hefker it also, I'm not mekayim tashbisu. Tosfos says, no, Tashbisu only means destruction. Tashbisu only means destruction. Now, Tosfos is going to, we'll have to take a look at Mitzvah tomorrow. Tosfos, Dimabasla Midaraisa, Dalam Beis, part of the thrust against Rashi is from Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva sounds like the Chametz is being physically destroyed. And then Tosfos starts pushing further, and there's an interesting machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, both in Dirasla Midaraisa and below Dirasla Uksiv, about whether it sounds like they're arguing about two things. Number one, they're arguing about when does Tashbisu actually take place. We had tickled this at the bottom of Dalam Beis. When does Tashbisu actually take place? Does it take place before Chametz is Aser or right after Chametz is Aser? That appears to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And that, we're used to saying, well, you destroy the Chametz before it becomes Aser. Tosfos seems to think otherwise. We're trying to pick apart why that should be so, and what that tells us about the nature of Tashbizu.